The Wyoming Department of Health is encouraging Wyoming residents to test the concentration of radon in their homes this winter because it's the time of year that houses are not well ventilated, and the cancer-causing gas is more likely to rise up to living areas. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates that radon kills about 20,000 people per year. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez spoke with Dr. Wallace Akerley, Director of Thoracic Oncology at the Huntsman Cancer Institute in Utah. She started by asking him exactly what radon is.
Radon is a radioactive product that's found pretty much ubiquitously across the country. It's odorless, it's colorless. Radon products live in the earth, and the unique parts about radon are that it's a gas, and it gives off radiation, but it only gives off radiation a couple of millimeters. We have lived in a world where radiation exists. We get solar, sun radiation, and our body, our skin, has been pretty good at dealing with that through evolution. On the other hand, our lungs, where we bring radon into our lungs and bathe them in high radon concentrations, is a bad thing. Radiation sitting on our lungs or epithelia triggers cancer.
So tell me about the cancer cases that you've observed or treated that are associated with radon.
Radon is essentially is really just one cancer. It is totally about lung cancer. And it's one of those cancers that tends to get missed. You can talk to the janitor or talk to anybody, and they'll say, well, you know, lung cancer and cigarettes go together. And that's the assumption right off the bat. And most of the time, that's the case. Cigarettes is still the bad actor. However, about 15% of lung cancer is not related to cigarettes. And the question is, well, what is it related to? The state of Utah is kind of unique. You know, we have the lowest smoking rates in the country due to religious reasons. The LDS faith sort of forbids smoking. Consequently, we have the lowest rates in the country, and the people in Utah live a relatively healthy lifestyle. But yet I still have these patients who come in to see me, young women, young men who've never smoked in their life, who kind of notice that while I'm mountain biking, I'm becoming a little more short of breath than I used to be, or more catastrophic, I've broken a bone or I've coughed blood. And they come in and find out, well, geez, I have lung cancer. And it's terrible to them as far as they're concerned. They've done everything right, and they still end up with lung cancer that they think is only a smoker's disease.
But what can people do to protect themselves? I mean, if the radon is just sort of there, what is there to do?
It's actually very simple. If you know it's there, you got to do something about it. And the biggest question then is to measure it. You have to know that it's there. So it's a few steps. First is to get the message out to say that radon exists, but you can't see it, you can't smell it. And then the second step is if you know that it exists, you ought to do something about it. And the something you should do is to get a radon test. There are many different tests. You can have professionals do it, but you can do it yourself just as easily. You basically take a little charcoal canister, you place it in the basement of your house, and it will measure radon. After 24 or 48 hours, depending on the test kit, you close it up, you send it to a lab, and you decide if your house has radon.
Why is it important to test your house?
So a house is a perfect radon collecting device. I mentioned that radon comes from the earth, and it probably comes through the earth evenly. However, certain things will draw more air in. And so we build these houses, and we heat our houses. So as heat rises, it kind of forms a bit of a suction in the house. And we always get some air that comes up from below the ground, but because our house is now having a bit of a sucking action, it sucks up the radon that would come up through the house that I would be exposed to if I was outdoors, but it actually brings up radon from the periphery. And then secondly, we've gone out of our way to create these energy-efficient houses. So we're preventing all of the leaks so that we actually collect gases that leak into our house, and that's the radon issue. The house is a device that sucks more air in than it should, and the radon comes up through the ground. Our basements would have the highest levels, And then the air diffuses, and as you move up, there's less and less radon throughout the house.
Okay, but let's say I find that there is radon coming up into my house. What can I do about that?
Oh, it's actually a relatively easy fix. Sometimes to fix radon, it takes nothing more than sealing around the pipes that come up through the basement or sealing big cracks in the floor. More commonly, you can put in a mitigation device. So basically, they can put a pipe that goes through the floor of your basement out to the roof. This will create a bit of a suction there. And instead of the air coming into your house that has radon in it, it's actually passed through the heated pipe that passes through the roof of your house, and it eliminates radon from coming in. Sometimes the fix is simple. It can be a few dollars. Sometimes it can be as expensive as a couple of $1,000s. But it's a relatively easy fix, but you never know about it unless you actually measure it.
Dr. Akerley, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.
Dr. Wallace Akerley is the director of thoracic oncology at the Huntsman Cancer Center in Utah.